Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we're broadcasting. Today I am unable to speak, but I'm going to do my best. Today we are broadcasting because we had a special request to do our show from a listener, or I don't know if this person's listened to the show actually, but she emailed our page and said, I'd love to call, but I'm working. I work 4 or 5 days a week. So on our normal broadcasting days, she's unavailable. So hopefully she's one of the people that is currently in our queue. We've got a couple of callers. We're going to get to those callers shortly. Want to let people know how to get a hold of us today. 914-338-0164 is the call in number. And callers, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 361 area code has not pressed 1. We're imagining that they're not just listening. So anyway, we're going to answer that call too. Facebook page and Twitter, we'd love it if you followed us. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And I have to say, I'm a little bit emotional because we follow a page called the Voiceless Dogs of Nassau, Bahamas. And I found this page via a post from a year ago during the hurricanes. And this woman runs this shelter for dogs. And during the hurricane, a huge hurricane that devastated the Bahamas last year, she had like hundreds of dogs in her personal home to shelter them from the storm. And so I learned, and we learned, of this refuge for dogs that this woman runs. And her whole life is dedicated. I believe her brother also helps to run this refuge for dogs. And reading her posts last night regarding dogs that are currently in acute health distress, as well as a missing dog, have really affected me. And anyway,
is there a way for people to send donations?
Yes. So I was going to say there are the website, I believe, is pawtcakerefuge.com. I'm going to check that. But also they're able to donate via the Voiceless Dogs of Nassau, Bahamas page. And she's looking for an animal communicator. So it's at pawtcake refuge. I believe that's maybe their Twitter page. And that is also the website that I announced just a moment ago. They can be emailed at rescue@pawtcakerefuge.org. And it's, I'm sorry, I gave the wrong address, pawtcake refuge, refuge.org. I think I said .com. But donations can be made using their Facebook page as well. And they requested an animal communicator several days ago, but I didn't see the message until last night. So maybe they'll reach out to us. I've emailed them. I hope they do, so we can help. But
yeah, hopefully we can. We do donate to many elephants and
animal
wildlife and
organizations.
All kinds of organizations.
Yeah, and we're dedicated in our, you know, I mean, our whole way of life, we are vegetarians, we rescue. I rescued a fly from the pool the other day.
Yeah.
So, Well, we always rescue bees, but flies. I mean, sometimes I do that. But I did rescue a fly the other day when I saw it drowning.
You know, nothing deserves to struggle to
survive. But, so.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, the Wildlife Fund and defense of animals.
In defense of animals, Farm Sanctuary, who are very actively involved in rescuing animals from being slaughtered in the meat trade. And anyway, it's
and
we're
involved.
If you
ever want to know about any how to contact those things, just call or show them. We'll let you know on the air.
Okay, yeah. So hopefully, I'm hoping they get in touch with us because the time is of the essence to help this dog. And then there's another dog that's was terribly abused by owners. I mean, the way these animals are treated is like, I mean, it's just heart-wrenching. And the dog was doing much better and then started bleeding again. So the last post on the page, the dog was being treated and getting another blood transfusion. So there's that dog and then another dog with a broken spine who seems to be healing, but is back at a clinic as well. And the reason this dog was lost, the one that they're looking for the animal communicator about, is the clinic accidentally left the door open where the dog was being treated and the dog escaped. So it's just tragic. Right. You know, more responsibility should have been taken. I believe it was the vet who did it. I mean, obviously an accident, but God, you know. So anyway, but we've got to get on task for the show here.
Okay.
So 209 is our first caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Ashley. I'm calling from
Ashley.
Hawaii. I'm the one who, requested. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So I figured you said I'm in Hawaii now. So I was, you know, 808 or 818? I can't remember. 808.
It's 808, but it's a California number because I'm from California.
Right. I got that. I thought, okay, it's going to be a different area code because you're from a different state and people don't change their numbers because they're cell phones. You can bring a cell phone anywhere. Hey, Ashley, how did you find our show?
Well, I just, I found it just looking through podcasts and it just came up on the feed.
Like on Facebook
on my podcast app.
Oh,
so I was looking
for
I was looking for like psychic shows or something like that. And your guys' show came up.
Okay. Have you listened to the show before?
Yeah. I've been listening.
Great.
And I've been listening to the back ones too. So.
Oh, great. That's great. Yeah. Oh, well, I hope you've liked our page. We invite everybody here to do that or send us a friend request. Pages, we have a couple. But we're glad you found us and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And thank you for calling today. So we're glad we could accommodate you. Do you have a specific question or are you looking for general reading? What?
Just general. I was wondering about maybe my karma and my life path or past lives or something like that. Just general, yeah.
Okay. So let's get your birth date. I'm getting an
eight.
I don't know.
It's 1-12-86. I'm sorry, it's 1-12-86.
So there is an 8 in your linear code. 2, 3, 4, 14. Oh, and in your karmic number, you're a 28-10-1. So just real quick, Ashley, I didn't look at your profile and Neil didn't look at your profile, but you can see your picture. That's the only thing.
I don't have anything on there. I actually just made the Facebook to get in contact with you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I have
nothing on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, you know, I mean, so there's complete, you don't have anything on there and we didn't look, so we don't know.
Yeah.
So that's your picture. Okay. So let's see. 1986. Did I add that up right, though?
Yeah, 28-10-1.
Okay. 9-10-11. So in 2014, you're born at the beginning of the year. 2014, there would have been a change in your life, Ashley.
2014, okay. And I would have been...
28.
I got carjacked.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
carjacked.
I got carjacked. Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay.
Sometime around there, 28, I lost my footing in life. Everything went downhill.
Okay. In life.
What do you mean you got carjacked? You mean if somebody stole your car?
No, I was getting into the car and someone was trying to come and take my keys, and I got stabbed 5 times.
You got stabbed 5 times?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So it was a violent attack.
They didn't get the car because I fought them off, and I threw my phone and they went and grabbed the phone because I was screaming for so long. They were afraid somebody was going to hear them.
And you were injured seriously. I mean, you were injured seriously and you were hospitalized. Was it a long-term hospitalization? Where were you stabbed?
No, it wasn't long-term. It was in my shin and the blade went all the way to the bone. And then it was also like just in my legs, and I just went overnight and they stapled me up. And I mean, I had to keep going back and stuff, but.
So you were injured,
yeah,
but it was life-threatening, thank God, but it was still seriously injured your leg.
Yeah.
Where did
this
take place?
I could have lost my leg.
Where did this take place?
Modesto.
Yeah.
Well, you're from where Lacey Peterson's from.
Yes. I've had a really heavy life, and I was just really kind of traumatic, and that's why I'm really wondering.
Well, the thing is, you're compounded, so that brings up more karmic complications sometimes than a person that has a master number that is a single number. That you don't have to reduce twice from the karmic number. Additionally, you've got an 11-2 in your karma, so it suggests that there's probably some problems going on in your early life, like foundation,
yes.
Home, family. Divorce, any divorce in your family?
No
parents?
No divorce, no.
No divorce, but was there, what's the situation with your parents? Was there difficulty in your upbringing?
Yeah, there was a lot of difficulties. My sister had bipolar, and she was really awful to me, and I was abused by my grandfather.
So you were abused by your grandfather. What was his role in the? Did
he
rape?
Like
caretaker?
He was like my caretaker. Yeah, like you know when my parents were at work.
Okay.
And it was, and it was bad. Abuse that I couldn't tell anybody. For actually, when I was 28, I think I told everybody about the abuse. So
was it sexual abuse?
Yes, And so I kept it a secret that whole time, and it really ate me up.
Everyone about abuse. How did your family? Did they believe you, or were they resistant?
Yeah, my mom believed me. It sounded. Right, because I had had a lot of problems that, I just had a lot of problems in my life. It made sense, and they believed me, yeah.
Well, let's go over some basics. Your master number is 28 equals 10 equals 1. So that's called compound because it'll be used twice.
Your karmic number is 28, 10, or master number is 1.
But here's where the explanation of your problems come in. Doing numerology for over 50 years, I've come to the determination that 11s are very problematic. Whenever you have an 11, you have an 11 in your first two numbers.
Yeah.
And then you have a 28 in your day and in your year, and then you are a 28. Now, that crossover from the day of the two and the two in the day to the eight in the year, that crossover with an 11 before the 1-1 suggests that at 28 you're going to have problems. So all of that was karma.
Oh, wow.
All of that was karma. There was nothing you could have done to avoid it. Being abused by your grandfather, karma. Getting carjacked and stabbed, karma. All of it was karma from a past life. You had to come back. Face the music. Probably you were a perpetrator in a past life, but don't that doesn't define who you are today. We come back to reduce karma and get on with our life. But all of that was in that situation. Now, so to explain why you're going through everything, Ashley, is to the best explanation, karma produced from a past life. That past life had a little bit to do with an image that's coming up in my mind where somehow what I'm seeing is your hand got cut. And that caused a serious infection in those days. And it seemed to have happened in a... Were you ever anywhere around rural areas or where there were fields or...
Modesto has rural... I mean, there's farming.
Modesto. My family has a dairy.
Oh, your family has a dairy.
That gets even more...
Because what I'm seeing for you in the past life was that you were like in a barn and you got cut by a large saw and that caused an infection which ultimately killed you in that lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Now, when we come forward and we look at today with the farming and the dairy, that gives us some validation that the vision in the past life that we're seeing, which we can't actually prove, at least is being validated by the present environment of your life.
Now, what
it also means is that what it carries into your world is that you usually have problematic relationships with people, but you're a good person.
Yes.
But you run into problems with people. That's karma.
Yes.
That can be reduced. That can I'm not worried about in a reading reducing that. We're trying to explain to you why you're in the position you're in. It's karma, and we're getting some validations on it. And your sister being bipolar, in the past life situation, someone was mentally retarded or blind or deaf, like a Helen Keller type figure. Somebody problematic in a past life. I don't know if there's any
blind or
if it's any blind or deaf or retardation in your family background.
Not that I know of, no.
Not that you know of. That was past life.
So,
but your sister being bipolar is a result of that.
What's your sister's birth date, Ashley?
It's 12/3/80.
So, I mean, I don't know, you've been listening to the show a little bit, but your day is her month. And the accumulation of your day, 3, is her day, 3, and her month, 3. So there's all these.
And their master numbers.
I haven't added it up.
Your master number with your sister is a 1 and a 6.
I can only
which
do.
Which is your first number and your last number.
What is her master number? I can only focus on one thing at once. early. Okay, 6/1.
And there would have been a horrible breakup after a 3-year relationship. Now, in this lifetime, any 3-year relationships with a breakup?
No, I've actually, I haven't really had too many, like, really serious relationships, but I've had one relationship for, like, 15 years with a guy that's been non-committal, but we've just,
15
we're
years?
The only person, 15 years, yeah, and he's the only person that I still talk to from California besides my parents, he's, like, the only person still in my life, and we've never been committed, but we're,
So listen closely now. Listen closely. I said 3. You said 15. We're talking about that topic right after talking about your sister who was born on 12/3. There's a 3 in there, and 12 and 3 is 15. So the relationship you had with this man of 15 years, where he's noncommittal, also comes from the same energy field, believe it or not, as your sister.
And I wanted to mention about your sister, who is a 6 by master number. You hold that in your gear, Ashley. But the problem with your sister is she's got a 6 in her master number, but her 6 is broken up in her 12/3. So she comes into the world with bipolar disorder, which is obviously affects the mental faculties.
And she has an 8 in her year, so 8 and 6.
Yeah, so that's a problem. And then she's got a 0 also next to her 8. So this is part of her...
What's the birthday
energy.
of the boyfriend?
It's 4/1/81.
24-6. He's the same master number, karmic and master number as your sister, which now gives further validity.
Validation to the fact that it's from the same tribal past life. But you also hold his month, the accumulation in the accumulation of year 112. So
on a side note,
and you guys have an 11. I don't know. I mean, this relationship.
Well, we're trying to give you a quick background, but on a side note, it's a common name, so forget about how common it is. But the name Kathy, anybody Kathy in your whole history?
Only thing I can think is of a client that I had, when I was a hairstylist in California.
Okay, so client brings up business. What's your business?
She's just a hairstylist. Well, are you still doing that?
No, I'm a cleaner now.
You're a cleaner? Like a house cleaner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like in tourism? Or like...
Yeah. Like when people move out of their apartment rentals or their apartments, I go in and deep clean.
Okay.
But I was a hairstylist previously.
You were a hairstylist.
Okay, so Kathy was a client?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was an outstanding long-term client?
Yes. Uh-huh.
For how many years?
Probably like 10 years. She was one of my longest clients.
Which is part of your 2810.
Yeah.
So that's part of your karmic code.
How long were you doing hairstyling?
10 years.
No, 10 years.
You're a 2810-1. Don't forget that. Okay, so...
Yeah, and you know what I wanted to... Oh,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I realized that when I was abused, I was 11, which is
yeah.
1128.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
11 is not positive. It's not a good number.
Okay.
But... We don't have to, we're going over the dirty stuff right now, but you know, you're a housekeeper. We go over the dirty stuff, we put in the laundry and it gets clean. So there might be a way to get your life back in order again and get things cleaned up, and because you have some outstanding energy in your
8-6.
That's not great. That's good.
I just have a question, side note. This has nothing to do with anything we're talking about, Ashley, but are you involved in any kind of sports, yoga? Anything like that?
Not right now. I'm going to go on a hike later.
Oh, okay. You are going to hike later. So do you hike often?
Not too often, but sometimes. Yeah.
But you are today. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking with that.
Yeah.
What island do you live on, by the way?
Oahu.
Oh, the big not the big island, but the Oahu's the most populated. No.
Yeah.
Honolulu's there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I live. Yeah.
Okay, another name, just for the sake of names, Charles, Charlie, anything like that, anywhere.
Oh, no, I don't know a Charles or a Charlie at
ever.
All.
And Ashley, you've been listening to our show like, you said for a little while, and oftentimes people will say, well, you know, there was a Charlie but he didn't mean that much to me. That doesn't matter. If there's any Charlie that you can pull out of any hat, there may be, there's a reason the name's coming in.
It was like, maybe there was one when I was younger that was like friends of my, he was like friends of my cousins. So
that's,
were you ever around any kind, ever in your life, any kind of TV production, movie production? Were you even a bystander? Anything in the area of filming, photography? No?
No.
Okay, so are you still with this guy of 15 years?
We still... talk all the time and stuff. Yeah, we still have a relationship, yes.
Yeah, and they're her 14 and her year is his 41. You guys,
okay.
I mean...
So what we've done on the first page is we've sort of connected on a certain thing. There's some validations and explanations. So we're kind of covering the baseline of your past, Are there two other siblings? How many siblings altogether in the family?
Just me and my sister, and she's my half.
Two.
She's my half sister.
Oh, so but there are two siblings, you and the sister. So that's the two.
Are there any other stepsisters or brothers or anything?
No. She's just my half sister. That's all I have.
So, okay. Question about this guy. Do you want a commitment, or what? I mean, what is the reason that you've been in this relationship for 15 years, but you're kind of still in a non-committed?
He's like the only person I've ever connected to. He's like the only person that I've ever felt safe with, that I've ever and I would like a commitment, but he's got problems. I had problems and he had problems, and now he has even more problems than me right now. And I would like that, but I just don't know if it's possible.
Well, what are his problems? Does he have kids or anything? Anything tying him down?
No, we both have addiction problems, but I came to Hawaii and I I've gotten over that, but he sort of does, and he has commitment problems and just.
What's his first name?
What kind of addiction problem? Does he drink or is he use drugs?
Yeah, drinking. Yeah, drinking.
Drinking.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, all this comes with the 11 energy.
And that's what's tying him down. It's not a family, but it's just drinking. Difficult. I mean, it's good for you to be able to connect with someone, that's great. If you're not able to connect with anyone and you have an outlet, but he isn't the most healthy outlet to connect with because he's got a lot of issues. So
how old is she now?
She's 34 years old.
34.
And he's 39.
Well, you know, we're giving you a sort of basis of just a rough draft basis of your energy. And now we're looking forward. In my estimation, you could have a dramatic change in your life at 37. So if that's the theory, it would be how to move the energy from now until then to make sure that at 37, still young, you can have a fulfilling life. Now that would be the that's the question. Do you have any animals? Do you have any pets?
No.
Do you live in an apartment? What's your living situation?
Yeah, I live in an apartment.
Did you ever have a smoking habit, nicotine?
Yeah, I smoke a lot.
You do
now? Smoker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can hear it in her voice a little bit.
Well,
I sound like a smoker today.
It's trying to get rid of some energy.
We're all smokers here in California with all the fires.
She's in California.
Yeah.
She moved to Hawaii. How long have you been living in Hawaii?
For about 2.5 years.
And just did you pick up and I mean you sound like what you're saying is you don't connect to too many people, so it's not like you moved because you have friends there. You moved to get away from.
I didn't know anybody. I was like really messed up on drugs at the time. I was like really messed up, and I just came with $500 and I got a job and worked. I like detoxed through the job. Like I just went to work every day, and then I stopped doing drugs and I've gotten clean here. And I didn't know anybody. I had $500.
Wow.
And you make a sort of minimal income, so you kind of live, hand to mouth. Is that your existence, sort of keeping up with the bills?
It's not too bad. I make a pretty good wage, and I'm okay. Like I'm better than ever, really.
What would you like to see happen, Ashley? What do you want to see happen in your life?
Oh, that's such a hard question because I guess ever since I was abused, I never really, I didn't care. And now I'm trying to like care. I guess I would like to get married and just be happy. And I'm just trying to be, all I want is to be happy. That's all I want. And I just don't know how to get there.
Well, it's not going to happen with Carson. So if you're holding on to Carson for safety, nothing's going to change.
Meaning you've got to let go of Carson in order for there to be change, which maybe that will sound really scary.
Do you have
any support system in Hawaii? Do you have any friends there now that you moved?
Yeah, like the people at my apartment I'm friends with. I'm starting to kind of get friends. Not that many. I talk to my parents a lot. My parents are in California, but we talk all the time.
What does your father do? Does he still work? Or what did he do?
He was in law enforcement, but he's not anymore. He's retired.
So where did the dairy come in? Who ran the dairy? Grandparents?
My mom's family.
Very mom's family.
What did your dad do in law enforcement?
He was in the juvenile hall. He was the head of house arrest.
I didn't think he was a cop. Okay.
Head of house arrest. Okay. Well, here's the take. One question is, according to your karma, according to your energy, is there an outlet for you to have a fulfilling relationship and a possible marriage? Now, according to the theory of your karma, what we see, yes. How do we get there? The maze is a karmic maze, too, meaning you have to maneuver some things and change some things around. You were able to get through your addictions. You're still smoking, but let's put that on the table right now. You're still clinging to a relationship that is not really going anywhere. It's just steady as it is, and it's not that healthy. And the fact that you have addictions is not something to be proud of in terms of the way you have formed a union. So that's got to be kind of curtailed. You have to, you, Ashley, have to start getting into a social situation where you meet new men on a social basis. That means that if you like to hike, join a hiking group. You need to do something where you can co-mingle with men, and the karma that we're seeing where a man slips through the door, that's how it's going to come from a social situation that you initiate.
Okay.
You used to be in a past life, you were a leader.
In
a past life, you had a leadership talent.
I can feel that. It's just,
Well, we can get back there. You just have to, follow our advice and start stepping on this gas pedal. Is there any social group you'd like to belong to?
No, it's COVID. It's hard too, but I don't know. I'm not sure how to do that.
Let me ask you a question and you can ask her. And this is a silly question, so forgive me. But what is your feeling about butterflies?
When I went to rehab, and a butterfly is the symbol of the symbol in rehab. And so I could do an NA group. Or something.
Okay.
What's that?
And narcotics anonymous group. Start a group there or go to a group.
Yeah, they do have those kind of groups. Yeah, that's something. I don't know if that would be a good social situation, but I mean.
Well, that's a validation, the butterflies, because of the symbol that they use, and it's involved in your recovery process. However, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if steering her into an NA group to meet a recovering addict is a great idea either. Are there any other interests that you have in the interest of time, because we've got another caller we got to get to.
Yeah.
But
okay, sorry.
Real quick.
Okay. I like drawing. I like spiritual stuff. I like hikes and movies.
Yeah. Yeah. So take that's I think a healthier outlook than going to NA and trying to find a partner there, because you're getting into the same, you know, you're the same type of people are going to be in that group that you're trying to disconnect with Carson. So join an art group, or, you know, a movie interest group. I know it's difficult because of COVID. A lot of places are doing Zoom meetings. You can look on Facebook. Maybe connect with people in your apartment complex to try to see if there's any groups that they know of, that kind of thing. I think that's a healthier place to go than an NA. Do you agree?
Well, initially, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not being an NA isn't necessarily bad if that helps you with your addiction. I don't know if you still struggle with going back to the addiction that you had.
No, I feel pretty good.
Okay.
I really embarrassed myself. I really had a mental breakdown and embarrassed myself, and I can't go back there. And it's just scary, yeah, to meet new people and have a new life. It's really scary, but I think, yeah, I have to just go for it.
But you have a fresh start in Hawaii. You haven't had a relapse there.
No.
So you're on new ground. So, go forward, Ashley, and congratulations on beating the addiction and being able to get through it and moving forward in your life and taking a chance. I mean, $500 in your pocket and moving to Hawaii is not a foreign place, but it's like a foreign place, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So it's brave of you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay. And keep in touch with us.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We have a caller from 361. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
My name is Linda. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay. You're welcome,
Hi,
Linda. L-L-I or L-Y?
It's L-Y-N-D-A.
Okay. Okay, Linda, what's your birth date? I think we've spoken.
February 27th.
Uh-huh.
1954.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, I'm going to be taking a trip next week with a friend, finally, and we're going to the Carolinas so that I can scout out my next place of residence.
Okay.
And I'm trying to... I'm asking for guidance in regards to, is there anything that I should be on the lookout for in the way of experiences I should try, places that I should go? I'm going primarily to Greenville, South Carolina, and Asheville, North Carolina. And when I come back, I'm planning on putting my house on the market, although... Initially, I wasn't going to do that right away because there's a dog that was hit by a car and diagnosed with heartworm, and I have filed the papers to adopt him. And I was told that his recovery period would be sometime in December. So that kind of made me think, well, maybe I should postpone putting my house on the market until after I have him in my possession. But now I'm just wondering if I should go ahead and make the move before I get him and then just have him shipped out to me or come back to get him. There's like all these little details that are in the wind still, and I'm trying to orchestrate what would be best for everybody involved.
Well, first of all, let's ask a question. What occurred to you at the age of 30?
1984. Pardon me?
What happened in your life when you were 30 in 1984?
Oh, when I was 30. I had just broke up with a boyfriend of 5 years. And I found myself single for a short period of time. And then I met my late husband, and we were together for 20 years.
And what was his cause of death?
He was diagnosed with cancer.
Did you have children with him?
No. He had a son, but I didn't have children of my own.
But he had a son, so there's a child.
Yes, he had a son.
He had a child, okay.
Okay, if you want the short answer, I would wait. You made a commitment to the dog, so that means you're responsible towards that dog first, because that's a life. If I were you, I would wait until December, put your house on the market right around January. It's only 3 months away. You've made sure the dog's protected, no stress. The dog doesn't need more stress by being shipped out or something. So I would wait a lousy 3 months for that dog's security, since you've made that commitment. That puts you on a karmic level with that dog. So I would wait till then. The universe will come in and shake your hand for doing so. The house will sell. Does the house have any value between $400,000 to $500,000? Where's the value of the home?
The value of the home is, I would say, about $169,000.
Oh, I thought it was $200,000 to $300,000.
Where is the house located?
They're both off.
It's located in Texas.
Oh, you're in Texas. I meant to ask where you were calling from. So you're moving deeper into the South. But
yeah,
Asheville,
yeah.
I don't know much about Greenville. Asheville is obviously progressive.
Is that the, forgive me for asking, you don't discuss too many details over the air, but is that the extent of your assets, or do you have other assets?
That pretty much is the extent of my assets.
Huh.
You know, I don't know how long I'll be in Asheville. I'm going primarily because it's very high energy, and I'm being spiritually guided to go there, but I don't feel that I'll be there for longer than a year or a year and a half, and then I'll be relocating at that time.
Wait, you're scouting homes to purchase in Asheville or Greenville?
Rent.
Or are you planning on
probably rent?
You're
going to
rent.
Do you have any equity in your 169 home?
No, the 169 is about the value of my current home that I'm living in right now.
No, but do you have equity, meaning when you sell it?
Yes, I do have some equity, yeah.
Like under $50,000?
Probably a little under $60,000, yeah.
Okay. Well, the move is okay, but you're going on this trip, and you can start looking, and I understand that the urgency of maybe moving would be more convenient to see something and sell your home. But now you've got this dog in the picture.
Well, he is a priority, and like I mentioned earlier, I am willing to come back and get him and drive back with him.
Right, but who's caring for the dog while you're gone?
The dog won't be available until December.
Oh, the dog's not going to be available until December. So now we have a whole different situation.
The dog won't be available until December.
Okay.
That's why I was considering postponing the sale of my house, but then I thought maybe I need to sell it now and move out there and then come back to get the dog.
Oh, that's fine.
Now that the dog isn't in your care, you have more flexibility.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know what it got lost in the translation.
Yeah.
Are you on speakerphone, by the way, or something? Or a headset? Very echoey.
Is that better now?
Yeah,
a little bit, yeah.
Better.
Yeah, I was on speaker. Can you hear me better now?
Better, yeah. Speaker's not good.
Okay.
And I think we lost some of your words. sports because I thought.
Okay, I'm here. Hello? Hello? No. Got it.
Okay, we are back on the air. We just got knocked off, and Linda is back with us. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
Oh, hi. That's okay.
Okay, we are back on the air. We just got knocked off, and Linda is back with us.
What? I'm here. I was trying to get you online as well after we got disconnected, but now
I
just turned that off. So
perfect, because I just heard me say what I said 5 seconds ago. I was like, this is a time warp. Okay. So, God, there are weird things happening in this reading. And you know what also is weird? The fact that her journey is involving a dog, which we started the show off. I don't know if you're listening to the beginning of the show.
I listened to it, yes. And I thought, oh my goodness. I even, as I was listening to all the information, I got online and checked out the website because it sounded like such a wonderful refuge for animals.
Yeah, it really is. And the selflessness this woman has. I mean, she dedicates her entire life. I think her brother, too. I'm not sure of all the people that are involved. I'm sure there are other other people employed or volunteer. But, yeah, great organization. But back to you. So you could do this now. When's your trip? When's your trip?
Next Tuesday, next week.
Tuesday? And you're going with a friend?
I'm going with a friend. And we may be gone up to 2 weeks. I don't know. It depends on how everything goes. We're just going so that we can explore and have a good time and go dig for crystals and a few other things.
Okay, here's the good
news.
Linda, you're going on the 29th. And you're 27 in your day plus 2 in your month is a 29. So the journey there is a karmic journey. You're actually,
oh my God.
It's a karma. You're going through karma. So it's a good thing.
I mean, let's just be clear. Karma is not always good. In this case, it is.
In
this case, it is.
Because you're going back there to complete something. You're going back with a woman who you have a past life with.
Oh!
And
what's her birthday?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I have felt like we had karma from past lives, and I wasn't sure what the involvement was in these other past lives. But
the other
validating that.
So what you did, you were a miner, you were a prospector in the past life.
And now they're digging for crystals, which is
digging for crystals. So you were a prospector.
Gold versus crystals.
That's what I think. It was more in the Western states, but that's what
gold
I think.
Gold miner, you mean,
gold,
right?
Well,
or was it oil?
Prospector, water, you know, prospector on the land with the dog.
Well,
you know,
prospectors
that.
Are also
so
gold miners. But anyway, go ahead.
But, so it's past life. She's past life. You're going on a journey that's repeating another journey you took. That means you have a specific location of a home there that's going to be destined. I'm not sure where it is, but it's going to be part of destiny. You're taking your dog with you because it's very frontierish.
Not on the trip, but ultimately to the
You'll be traveling with the dog.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, there's a book called Travels with Charlie by John Steinbeck. And it just kind of takes me into that zone. Now, he was different. He was in Salinas, but he traveled throughout the United States.
Well, back to the West.
Yeah.
Her past life in the West.
What kind of dog is this? What kind of dog?
He is a chocolate lab.
A chocolate lab. Okay.
Yeah.
Charlie travels with Charlie. Charlie was a poodle. Maybe a poodle mix. But that doesn't matter. But we mentioned Charlie on the other reading.
Yeah,
so
you did.
anyways, yes, yeah.
Go, yeah, wait. I mean, you don't have to wait. Go there with your friend. Dig for crystals. You're going to find a home. And you'll take your dog with you. That's what I think is going to happen.
So will I be finding my home on this exploration trip?
Well, how quickly, I mean, the thing is about a rental, how quickly can you move if you're selling your home? Can you move before the house is sold?
I don't think I'd want to do that, but I think my house is going to go very quickly. And I've already been slowly boxing things up so I could be out of here even with a quick close of 30 days or less.
What was your occupation?
What was my what?
Occupation.
Well, I taught school for many years.
Oh.
What school? What kind of, what did you teach?
Elementary school. I taught elementary school.
Was that it? That's what you've done?
No, no, no. I have worked part-time as an energy healer for almost as long as I've taught school.
Okay. What grade did you teach?
Fourth, fifth, and sixth. It was the intermediate grades in elementary school.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be six. Well, will you find your home on this journey? You might find your home on this journey, but if you don't find it on this journey, it's going to be on the next journey. You're deciding between North and South Carolina?
Well, I'm picking them both out, but I'm being guided to live in North Carolina.
That's Asheville.
But South Carolina would be acceptable, too, but the preference would be North Carolina.
Okay, well, and whatever it's worth, by the time we get to May of 2021, you're already settled in your home. I can't figure out which house it is. But when we get to May, you're already settled. So that kind of suggests you're going to be, you know, that alone is only, what, 8 months away or so. But you're already settled by then.
But, yeah, I mean, the tough thing about rentals is rentals generally, I don't know how long rentals stay on the market in that area. If it's a, you know, fast rental market.
But she's not buying.
I know, but if she's, what I'm saying is if she's looking for a home and she's renting and the houses go quickly, it's going to be, there may be a little bit of a challenge in coordinating the sale of your home. Yeah, you can leave quickly, but they're going to want to fill vacancies in rentals if rentals go quickly in that area. Pretty rapidly. So
yes, and that's been my whole frustration is how to handle this whole situation as easily and gracefully as possible.
Can you rent? Can you afford to put money down on the rental, the deposit, and pay for rent when you're not going to be occupying the home, like a month at least?
I could do that, although my spirit guide said don't put down any money until after you've sold your home.
Well, that's the difficulty, because if you've sold your home and you're looking, I mean, if you haven't sold your home now and then you're going on this expedition, it may be a little bit more challenging to coordinate the sale with the availability of rentals. And do you know anything about the rental market there? Do rentals go quickly?
Rentals, I don't know about that. I just know that there are not too many rentals in my budget. And so in order to get a nice one, I probably will have to really stretch out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a way for us to connect you on Facebook or anything?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Well, we'll do our best to put out energy for you. Keep in touch with us. Follow us if you can, whatever. But so far we've got a running start towards this transition. I'm not sure how smooth it's going to be.
Yeah, sometimes it helps. The reason Neil asked is because sometimes it helps to look at a person's face. Well, it often helps. to be able to see the energy rather than just a voice connection. It adds more, you know, substance. So if there's any way to send a picture or anything like that, you can get in touch with us.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so we are back on the air, regular schedule next week, Wednesday, Friday, and we are done for the day. Have a great weekend.